live and local on AM 770 KTTH. Your independent conservative host, Todd Herman, welcomes you to The Todd Herman Show.
Your job? Why don't you get this border secure? And until you do that, I don't want to hear a blip about COVID from you. Thank you.
Presidential candidate Ron DeSantis. Today is, in fact, the day the Lord has made, and these are the times through which God has decided we shall live. Unique times for us, but not unique in world history or biblical history, same thing. We have, as a people, faced what we are going to go through many times. I sometimes think of that movie Taken, and so the lead character, who is a insane goofball progressive but good at acting tough on screen, says, honey, you're going to be taken. They're going to take you. Every detail you see is important. Their shoes speak to me. And until they grab the phone, she's hiding under the bed. And I mean, this really well-crafted dramatic scene. Father listening to his daughter being captured by sex traffickers in Paris. And she's saying to him, three men, tennis shoes on one. And she's, you know, giving the details. And I was thinking this morning that I just looked up and in show prep just realized this. It would go like this, wouldn't it? But Grandpa, how'd you guys let it get that far? Well, honey, by the time we realized that the government had seized private property, there were just people living in those homes, and they'd not paid rent for 2 years. And the landlords, the people, small companies and retired people who owned those houses, they couldn't carry the properties anymore. What that means, hon, is that they just didn't have the money. And then when the big investors came and said, hey, you know what, we're all in this together, we'll buy those homes from you. It was, we didn't really see it as the end of private housing. But Grandpa, that president, that old man said that he wanted to end single family zoning. I know, see, when you're in history, it's difficult to see it. But Grandpa, they were making you guys take a medicine that didn't even stop the sickness. And I read in a book that one of my friends hid and let me see that, in fact, that stuff was making people sicker. I know, honey. By the time we realized that they had used this illness to seize our private property and to make people, condition people to being compliant with these traveling papers you have. But Grandpa, I can't even leave the house now without traveling papers. And well, honey, we just didn't see it. No one warned us. No one warned us in 2021 that there's all sorts of insurrections. Deborah Walensky is an insurrectionist against private property rights. And no one anywhere should obey anything Debbie says about your house. Debbie has no legal authority to seize your house, which is what she's done with the rent moratorium. You no longer have to, you are not allowed to charge people to use your property. Debbie has no legal basis for this. Debbie has no legitimate power to do this. Joe Biden's dementia has no legitimate power to go on a nationwide seizure of private property. Joe Biden's dementia admits Joe Biden's dementia doesn't even know if this is legal, but Joe Biden's dementia did it. And where are the shiny shoes, by the way? Calling for the impeachment of Joe Biden's dementia for openly breaking the law. His dementia admits, I don't even know if this is legal. And, you know, I don't care. I called that judge, Judy. My son is married to Judge Judy, my dead son, Bo. And she said, well, maybe we can make it legal. But Judge Judy wouldn't do that. There's all sorts of insurrections. Walensky is an insurrectionist against the Fourth Amendment to the United States Constitution because of a flu. A flu. Then there are Texas property owners, ranchers in Texas, incurring $600,000 in property damage to his land because Joe Biden's dementia is letting COVID-positive people walk across the southern border. He is distributing them throughout the country using military bases. You've seen the television footage. Tucker has run the actual footage. He's got the whistleblowers. He's got the documents. They're distributing these people through the country. They're COVID positive. They get to come in and get a government check. Debbie Walensky pretends she has the power to seize your home or your rental property. There's all sorts of insurrections.
You know, we've had a lot of property damage. Our county's basically at the epicenter of an invasion, in my view. The loss of fences, the extra personnel cost. There's even, ranchers in our area having to hire private security to defend their own property rights in America.
That's crazy.
Us Americans in this part of Texas don't have the same rights as other people do. We can't enjoy our property and go in our backyards anymore at night. It's a tragedy.
Well, at least now we literally are in this together. You don't get to enjoy your property. You have your fences being torn down. Cities in the United States are being just torn apart. At least we're on the same, we're in the same attack zone, being attacked by the same people, the party. Mind you, Joe Biden's dementia doesn't want Cubans coming here. And Joe Biden's hirelings, the hirelings of his dementia have said, don't get on a boat. Don't you come from Cuba and come here. Because the hirelings of Joe Biden's dementia know Cubans know what communism stinks like. They recognize the stench of this China model that's being installed. And there's no shiny shoe willing to say it. Yes, there's Ron DeSantis, and I pray that DeSantis is a man of liberty. I think he is. You look at his history; he seems to be is. I don't place my hope in man. By the way, you know where my hope is at. But at least he says the right things, and in fact, he's doing the right things in Florida. We're under the same attack. Debbie seizes a house. Jay seizes a state. Jay Inslee seizes a state. The so-called teachers unions seize kids' minds. See, the pharmaceutical companies are seizing their bodies. Yeah, the mRNA injections are going to be improved for kids. Meanwhile, it turns out, we'll talk about this in more detail later in the show. There's a study in the UK, about 80% of kids, adolescents, 16 to 20 years old or so, about 80% of them already have the antibodies. They can't get the COVID flu. Not for a long time. Oh, and by the way, it counts against the variants too, unlike the mRNA injections. That's also an invasion, and Debbie's using these scare tactics to seize people's property, and no one should listen to a word Debbie Walensky says about your private property, ever. And any governor who calls himself a Republican and hasn't told Debbie, hey, you know what, get bent. Get bent. We're not going to play by your rules because you don't have the legal authority to do this. Even John Roberts, Supreme Court, has said that. There's all sorts of insurrections. There's this. This is a straight up news reporter for Fox News, and he's been at newspapers, longtime reporter. Quote, we are witnessing the mass release of migrants in downtown McAllen, Texas today. Border Patrol buses and vans are pulling up every 15 minutes. Agents tell us it's happening all day long. Hundreds released so far. Most going to the McAllen bus station. Border Patrol is overwhelmed. But don't you get on a boat from Cuba and come here. Only cross the southern border. The same southern border where Barack Obama and Joe Biden allowed terrorists to quite just truly, I know it sounds bizarre, but the Politico had some details on it, allowed the Taliban to partner with narco terrorists to bring heroin into the United States of America as overdose deaths were skyrocketing. They're now at record levels courtesy of the lockdown. It is a multi-pronged attack on the United States. It is a multi-pronged attack in order to snuff out these United States. And the shiny shoes who are unwilling to say this are either hypnotized or afraid or desperately, 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 desperately in risk of dying by drowning in a rainstorm by looking up. Ooh. Oh, Alex, is that traffic? Sounds like traffic. All right, let's do some traffic with Right Way Traffic and Tammy Bennett. How interesting that Tammy Bennett with traffic just said there's a fire on Aurora Avenue North. Interesting.
You are a bioreactor facility generating virus and spreading it around.
And to win elections, we got to focus on kind of bread and butter, kitchen table.
You're a 50-year-old man who, you know, voted for Donald Trump and didn't think COVID was a problem, and you don't get vaccinated right now, you arrest every kid in your city.
So those weren't fireworks. Those were gunshots in Antifa-stan where two teens were murdered, one a child. But Jay Inslee says that people who have natural immunity are bioterrorists. Okay, so Tammy Bennett, who does traffic with Right Way Traffic, just mentioned there's a fire on Aurora Avenue North. Now, I don't know this to be the case, but I will tell you it is interesting that it is happening in Aurora Avenue North. There are all sorts of insurrections, all sorts of ways to seize a city. And one of the things that has been done throughout history is why get your own hands dirty? Why spend your own money? Why not let the criminals do it for you? There is no medical explanation whatsoever, well, for anything related to the response to the COVID flu. It is all a swindle. Ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. In fact, do you know what's just been approved? There's a spray mist. This just got approval in Europe. It's a nasal spray to help you not die from the COVID. In fact, to not get particularly sick from the COVID. You spray it up your beak. Guess what's in it? Guess. Come on. It'll be fun. Hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. This has just been released. You have the World Health Organization saying we need to pause the booster shots. We need to pause the booster shots of the useless gene therapy that doesn't stop the virus from spreading. In fact, sometimes amplifies its spread. Because people in developing nations haven't had their first useless shots yet. That's where we're at. There's all sorts of ways to have an insurrection. Why let the why get your hands dirty when you can have the criminals do it for you? There is no medical reason, and there never was, to release the felons and lock up the school kids. And everybody knows it. So you look at downtown Seattle as a microcosm, and folks, I don't live in Baltimore. I could do the same about Baltimore. I could do the same about New York. Alex, we do need to get that New York Spirit thing together. We promised people we would have a New York Spirit version of Seattle Spirit. We could do this with all sorts of, well, we could do it with D.C. Murders outnumber COVID deaths in D.C. In Seattle yesterday, a couple made an understandable and super, super, super bad decision. They went into the San Quentin prison yard with their 2-year-old child in the car. The husband took his wife and child to the San Quentin prison yard. Yes, I know San Quentin's in San Francisco. I understand it's across the bay from the city. It's basically the same thing. This drug camp on Aurora Avenue North, which is next door to what used to be one of the premier advertising and design schools in the United States of America. It's right next door to where that used to be. They went to retrieve some stolen goods. And now there's a dead person because that dead person was apparently one of the people who attacked this couple trying to kill them, it seems.
A car being attacked, being surrounded by people from this encampment, and they were bashing the car to pieces with bars, sticks, whatever they had. One of the guys who was surrounding the car got thrown up into the air and then run over by this vehicle. Since Denny Park closed down, this is the worst of these types of people. It's almost the center of crime.
Steve says the...
So that's a business owner who wants to be called Steve. Cairo 7 took Gary Horker out, or Gary Horker, and Gary went and stood by this camp. And Gary, for real, man, thank you. Thank you for doing that. And the camera people who filmed that. If you think they're not at risk, I'm here to tell you otherwise. I am here to tell you that Gary Horker and whoever did the camera shot on that day, they put their lives at risk. I'm here to tell you that I know this to be true because I've talked to photojournalists who have been attacked. See, when I said it's the San Quentin prison yard, Cairo 7 reports the backgrounds of some of the people who were arrested. There were two people arrested, one person killed because he was run over because he was trying to apparently kill a couple and their child. They wanted their stolen goods back. The criminal backgrounds of the people who were arrested are, they're impressive, except it's just happened. This is just what happens in separate countries like Seattle. John Henry Roser, one of the people arrested, 39. Mario J. Miller, 53, both lived in the drug camp. Let's see, Miller is a 12-time felon. 12-time felon in Washington and California. Rozier's only a 9-time felon. So when I call this the San Quentin prison yard, I'm not kidding. These are people who have nothing to lose. And by the way, they've never even faced discipline in this city. They own that block and they know it. There's not going to be a sweep. It's not going to be shut down. This guy got run over by a car. And at least the police have said, no, we're not charging the couple. They were fleeing an attempted murder with tire chains and boards and massive spear-type things. That's what these camps are. But it's not an insurrection. They haven't seized entire city blocks. It's the same thing as Antifa, Stan. And the response from Smack Daddy Dow Constantine, the so-called King County executive, is to buy hotels for them. Grandpa, how did it get so far that taxpayer money was used to purchase hotels for murderers and drug addicts and sex traffickers? Well, honey, people were so afraid of the flu. The flu? Grandpa, that flu was not any more serious than any other flu. Honey, it's hard to understand what it's like to be in history when it's happening. There were just a lot of people who had been so afraid of the flu that they really thought putting criminals in hotels and letting them sex traffic and beat each other up and deal drugs from within there, they thought they were doing the right thing. This is another attack, another day in Seattle. A man is walking in the Rainier Valley portion of Seattle, just walking down the street. The guy walks up, decides to shake his hand. Listen, if a stranger in an area like that wants to shake your hand, please be careful. Because the move was pull the guy in, sucker punch him, and then...
Disturbing new video released by Seattle police tonight. Look at this. It shows a violent attack right in broad daylight. This happened Saturday evening around 6:15 off Rainier Avenue South in a parking lot by Franklin High School. That victim knocked to the ground, kicked repeatedly in the head until he's eventually unconscious. The suspect then goes through the man's pockets, takes his wallet, his keys, and leaves him there on the street. A bystander called 911, and the victim was taken to Harborview Medical Center. If you recognize that attacker in orange right there, you are asked to call police.
The Cairo 7 is somehow not making an issue of this, and thank you for the report again. It looked to me like the person who was attacked was white, and the attacker who positioned the man's head twice moved the guy's head in a position where he could more easily curb stomp him. He wanted to kick this man, it looked to me like, to death. And it looked like to me that the victim looks to be a white man, the attacker looks to be a black man, but it's not racial. We know that, because the attacker is black and it looks like the victim is white. Therefore, that's not racism. Well, at least it's not a hate crime. So, whew, I feel better. Dodged a bullet there. We'll come back on the Todd Irma Show. Oh, boy, it's one of those days. Please notice that I don't normally say this. I hope that you heard the first segment of the show, because there's contextually it might be difficult to follow the thread. But one of the thread that it occurred to me this morning, just like 5 minutes before going on the air, when I was doing show prep, of we're talking about things that are very likely going to happen in the future based upon things that are happening now. They absolutely intend to make driving an event that they control. And that starts with this so-called per-mile tax, which is in what Mitch McConnell still pretends is an infrastructure bill. I'll make sure it has a fund for a border fence in there. I didn't do that when I had complete control, but this is an election year. Border fences, that's when I'm an issue for the Republican Party. I don't hear him saying we're not putting a per-mile charge in this. We're not going to put a GPS unit in people's cars. We're not going to force Americans to pay sometimes $25 to go to work, sometimes $125. We're not going to participate in your attack on rural America. We're not. Or on people's rights. That's an example of, if we were to take that forward, if this happens, you'll be having a conversation like this with your grandchildren. Grandpa, what was it like to be able to drive your own car and to go where you wanted to go? You know, Tim, I wish you could have known those days. We had our cars, and we would just open the door and turn on the key, and we'd just go where we wanted to go.
But what about the meter, and how did you get around the government blocking you with, you know, turning your car off when you were driving at a time that they didn't want you to?
Well, they didn't. So they couldn't do that then.
Grandpa, will I ever live like that?
No. No. No, you won't, son. No, I'm sorry. Grandpa decided not to stop those
your
things.
Bodies.
The last thing a fly ought to do in a spider's web is wiggle.
Your kids.
Stupid, Mr. Park. More than stupid. In fact, that was crazy.
Your travel.
I'm afraid we're going to have you committed. Will you willingly submit to forced confinement?
The media you see and hear.
Did you hear that, Agent?
He said yes, Mr. Blair.
The technocrats want to control all of it.
The corporation and the onward march of science both appreciate your bravery and sacrifice. Maybe you could administer Mr. Park here a light anesthetic.
Gladly.
The Todd Herman Show presents Tracking the Technocrats.
In case you think I completely jest about such things as there is one possible future, the future where cars don't have steering wheels, which car companies will love because you won't really own cars, you'll rent them, and they'll earn multiples of revenue sources that they earn now, multiples, because multiple people will be using the cars, etc. They'll just force software updates down into them. They're as mobbed up with the government and the party as anyone else. It stands right before us. It's simple logic. The gas tax is a per mile tax. The so-called vaccine passports, which are in fact compliance papers, are apps to follow you everywhere. You think that this doesn't end up on a watch? Like in Singapore, people have to wear a COVID watch. Now, understand, that's Singapore. They also cane people and have the death penalty for things like littering. And they're only degrees of difference from us. They're not a different type anymore. The party has made sure of that. In Australia, they're tracking people in a really entertaining way.
Griffith University research is creating a computer program that can be linked up to security cameras. It identifies human shapes, monitoring how close together they are. Privacy was paramount in this week-long trial, so no one was identified. People are represented as dots on a screen. Their IDs are not recorded. Green means social distancing is being adhered to. Red is a breach. So not only can businesses see when there are breaches,
breach.
They can also identify spaces within venues where rule breaking takes place, where
rule breaking
or physical barriers are needed.
We can start looking at possibility of rearranging the areas or
This is for a flu, right?
Different furnitures and different things like that, so that it will be possible for them to manage the space a bit better.
Researchers say this technology could have real-world applications, not just at airports, but at shopping centres and other high-density public spaces. Well,
or like your house, since the police in Australia are knocking on people's door to make sure you don't have friends over. Really useful at your house. Mothers Against Drunk Driving is jazzed because the so-called infrastructure bill,
Joe Biden and I don't agree on everything, but we agree that nation infrastructure, it needs infrastructuring in money. I like spending money.
They want to have an alcohol sensor in every car. Every car. Everyone. I don't drink alcohol at all. But my freedom is the issue, is the problem. Mind you, you have people like the so-called King County prosecutor in the separate country of Seattle and King County, heroin Dan Satterberg. He brags that he will not charge illegal immigrants with DUIs. But the party wants to install an alcohol sensor in your car. Until the sensor says you're good to go, you can't drive your car. Now, if you had a glass of wine or two and there's a fire in your rural neighborhood, sorry, you have to burn to death. If you've had a cup of wine or two or just drank wine and it pegs the sensor and you have to run to the emergency room because your kid just horribly burned themselves or took a bunch of pills, sorry, no go. Nope. This zeal, this mania to live a perfectly safe life. There are two types of things that live perfectly safe: dead things and pets. Remarkable. The CDC is pushing out apparent VRNs. This sounds like a VRN to me. A VRN is VNR. Video news release. It's like putting out a press release, but you do it on video. This stinks like one. It's from the Sacramento Bee, but the funniest thing, there's a funny, funny thing they forgot about social media.
Health officials worry that misinformation is keeping some people from getting vaccinated, which they say is the best path out of a pandemic that marches on after more than a year and a half.
Okay, well, let's stop and let's just mention the fact that they're not vaccines. Okay, vaccines give people immunity. These don't. These are therapeutics. That's not misinformation. That's from the pharmaceutical company's filing papers.
Rumor. Microchips are being implanted with the vaccine.
Okay, do you know anyone who's walking around saying microchips are being implanted? Anybody? I don't.
Truth. Nope. This is a widely shared conspiracy theory.
That no one believes.
Vaccines contain a bit of genetic material encased in surprisingly simple ingredients.
Those surprisingly simple ingredients, incidentally, are called lipid nanoparticles. Funny thing about lipid nanoparticles, they cross the brain-body barrier. There's no reason on earth that your brain should be producing spike proteins for an upper respiratory virus. And we have people like the young man in Utah, 17 years old, no longer able to play basketball because he had 3 blood clots in his brain, probably courtesy of spike proteins being produced in there because the lipid nanoparticles allowed this junk into his brain.
Salt, fat, and sugar. Myth.
But that's it. Oh, it's like a cookie. Oh, it's like a cookie in my brain. The CDC, or whoever put this together, it sounds like a CDC effort to me in the Sacramento Bee. The ratio of likes versus dislikes, I took a screenshot last night because I know they're going to disappear this. 4,400 dislikes, 837 likes, and the comments are gorgeous. One of the comments is, and yet Mark Zuckerberg says that this stuff can alter people's DNA and he doesn't get banned. Another one of the comments, you've thrown your credibility completely out the door. Another one is, yeah, natural immunity is dangerous, but this toxic stew you've brewed up over a couple of months that is making people sick is perfectly safe. No thanks, I'm good. The good news is people can spot the propaganda. Let me give you a very important statistic before we go to Tammy Bennett in traffic. 80% of 16 to 24-year-olds in England have tested positive for the COVID antibodies. What does that mean? They've got better immunity than the gene therapy. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show. Man, I kind of front-loaded the show. It's been really embarrassing. Man, I don't have any more material. I got, you know, because I drink so much coffee in the morning, and I sometimes I'm just so filled with things to say that we're going to have to cut it short today, guys. I don't know what we're going to do because there is simply no more. Baby, just well, there's a little more. There's something, something you never forget. You know, you know, you know, you just ain't seen nothing yet. The propagandists at CNN and MSNBC, and let's all of us understand that it is propaganda. For the large part, here and there, a story sneaks through on CNN of value, not on MSNBC. Nicole Wallace, and this isn't the ain't seen nothing yet. Oh, no, you, listen, the ain't seen nothing yet you're about to see, well, here. Hey, speaking of that, Alex, can you call Bachman Turner Overdrive, their management, and let them know that we use that thing here? And if they could change this to ain't, if they could just do a little change like this. Baby, just
heard.
Just like this. You know, you know, you know, you just ain't
heard.
That, I don't think that's a lot to ask. If it was ain't heard nothing yet. And by the way, if they could correct the grammar to you've yet to hear anything. So if you could just maybe call them. So it's not the Nicole Wallace thing that's going to be the you ain't, you've yet to hear anything yet. You've yet to hear anything. You had Nicole Wallace on one of the propaganda channels saying that reporting about D.C., the January 6th riot, without kowtowing to Nancy Pelosi's Kabuki Theater, that this was the worst attack on the Capitol in history, you know, because that bombing didn't count. In 1983, that the fundraiser for Black Lives Matter, or one of their chief fundraisers, Susan Rosenberg, did, where she blew up a bomb inside the Senate building in an attempt to murder United States senators. That doesn't count. The shoot-and-move tactic-style attack on the White House, where they went to burn down a church by way of distracting and overtaxing law enforcement so they could utilize, better utilize their barriers as ladders efforts to scale the walls at the White House in order to seize the White House and perhaps kill President Trump. That doesn't count. None of those things count. The burning down of police stations, the attempt to seize the Portland federal courthouse all those times, the actual seizure of two police stations around the country. None of those things were insurrections because AOC wasn't there. Oh, wait, she wasn't there when the Capitol was being seized either. So, but in any case, she's AOC. Nicole Wallace says, if you are not going to go straight down the line of the Nancy Pelosi narrative, you are traumatizing cops. But this isn't the ain't seen nothing yet. It really isn't.
Roy Blunt or a Mitch McConnell ever appear on a network that is political porn for re-traumatizing the law enforcement officials who saved their lives on January 6th?
Yes, reporting news is traumatizing cops. MSNBC, who participating in calling cops murderers and B-words and said riots are mostly peaceful and who helped launch the hands up, don't shoot lie, ignoring the fact that Michael Brown's hands were not up when he had reached into Darren Wilson's police car, seized Wilson's gun over which they fought, and then the gun went off in the car that could have killed Wilson. They didn't. That's not traumatizing Darren Wilson. Okay, so that aside, that's not the ain't seen nothing yet, nor is this. It is not suspicious that four officers who were involved in the January 6th event have committed suicide. It's not. It's not suspicious. Now we'll get, that's, no, that's not it. It's just not suspicious. This weekend, I'm going to look into the average number of suicides with the Capitol Hill Police. I guess it's quite possible that one person, then another, and then another, and then another said, man, I really screwed up letting these people in, or how did I not stop this? Or, but it's not suspicious that four people involved in that event have committed suicide in this brief period of time, and no one should ever consider it suspicious. But that's not the 8-0 yet. Remember what I've said about the party? The party is never wrong. Right? Remember that? The party is never wrong. And inspired by Mark Stein, who said, tyranny, well, he said it in Mark Stein's voice, which is better than mine, and I can't imitate him, which is a drag. Look, tyranny is always capricious. That's not bad. Look, tyranny is always capricious. Yes, it is. It's to show their dominance. That's what it is. This is a dominance behavior. Cori Bush, listen to this, 28 seconds of admitting the party is everything I've told you the party is.
I won't let them get that off. You can't get that off. I'm going to make sure I have security because I know I have had attempts on my life and I have too much work to do. There are too many people that need help right now for me to allow that. So if I end up spending $200,000, if I spend $10 more dollars on it, you know what? I get to be here to do the work. So suck it up, and defunding the police has to happen. We need to defund the police and put that money into social safety nets.
Okay, that's number one, a woman who appears to be desperately stupid. It's not, she's spending no money on the security, you are. And she's attempting to formulate a sentence saying, whether I spend $200,000 or $10, and then she's thinking, what 10 is bigger than $200,000? 10 things that's bigger, or $10, I'll just lower it. I have work to do. I'm important. I have had threats against my life. If you didn't listen, please just scan the first part of this hour and the lives taken in the separate country of Seattle. See, that's her saying, oh yeah, I'm taking cops away from you, but not me, honey. I'm Cori Bush. Do you know who I am? I'm a party member. And they want kids in America to be similarly emotionally driven, hooked on sex and drugs and anger. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show. There's a rumor Jason Rantz may drop by if we can peel him away from running Fox News. Jason Rantz, CEO of Fox News, perhaps coming up on the Todd Herman Show.